Well, the rookie orientation is really cut into two parts, and that's why we went with this format and moved our mini camp that was normally this time of year back to June. It was to give the rookies a legitimate chance to come in here and compete once you're able to bring your whole football team in, after May 16th, and was when it usually falls. So with that in mind, we really take the time commitment on Friday and Saturday and cut it in half and go through all the different administrative aspects of someone coming here to the Green Bay Packers. So today we went through the security director an opportunity to speak. We talked about the rules and the operation of the locker room, the training room, every aspect of the organization, and it'll continue on tomorrow with community relations, PR, and all the way through. So when the rookie players come back in May, they'll have their housing in order and everything, and they can really focus on football. So with that being said, really only half the time is placed on football. We really took the morning today, utilized that for the administrative part of it, introduction to the weight room, went through what's expected in there. I had an opportunity to do a functional training test with every one of our prospects, just look for anything where we can help them there individually, and then took the afternoon with purely football. And really coming off the practice field, I don't know how you could not be impressed with the amount of work that was done when you bring 40-plus players in here and spend that much time on it, and they're able to go down and conduct a relative productive practice. So I think we're off to a good start. The last 2 years, I've been very pleased with the way it started, and I'm sure we'll feel better as the weekend concludes. But, it's an opportunity for us definitely to evaluate them, and we'll grade the film just like we do any other film. But we are in helmets, and you'll get to see their athletic ability, their movement, see what they're able to retain from the classroom to the practice environment. So there's definitely a lot we can get out of this weekend. Yes, they're showering right now, and then we will take them to the Hall of Fame. Actually, last night, Thursday night, we had an opportunity to have a dinner up in the end zone on the sixth floor overlooking Lambeau Field. Opportunity for Mark Murphy to address the group, take them through the history and tradition and the importance of Green Bay Packers and the opportunity that they're given to be a Packer. And that will continue tonight. We'll have a dinner in the Hall of Fame. There will be a presentation by the two Hall of Fame nominees this year, Dorsey Levins and Antonio Freeman. So they will speak to the group tonight at 7. And then that will, we'll probably be done about 7:30, and I'm sure their coaches will be grabbing them tonight for a couple extra hours, and they need to get some sleep, because you could tell this morning they didn't get much sleep last night. We had a couple guys that had some heavy eyes. But I'm very pleased with the start. Practice once a day, we'll practice in the morning, and then they'll be done by noon. Their travel will start at 3 p.m. Well, I've had an opportunity to spend some time with our defensive staff over the past 5 to 6 weeks. It was good to see them out there in a practice environment, really I was trying to look at all the players. I was really watching positions today just to get, a player evaluation. But, I'm watching everything. I'll have an opportunity to watch the two punters tomorrow. Hopefully we can get outside again and kick. But I'm just trying to gather as much information as possible. Well, the performance will be evaluated. No doubt it's in player acquisition business, year round. You're able to take 80 to camp, and we'll just continue to try to upgrade our roster, as much as we can. I'll tell you right now, we're gonna have some tough decisions to get to that point. There's no question about it, and I think that's really, we're in the fourth year of our program. Those are good problems to have.
More than just a five, the odds against them.
Not at all. I mean, I made that clear to him last night. You know, it's not where you start. It's where you finish. You know, you congratulated him, number one, to, you know, be a part of the Green Bay Packers rookie orientation. It's a legitimate opportunity, no doubt about it. Now, they may not be the first guy in line. They may be the second guy or third guy, but every single one of those guys will be given an opportunity. We're not, you know, looking to just highlight this person in this camp. That's not what this rookie orientation is about. It's about going down. If you watch the practice reps, everything's equally distributed. Everybody takes the same reps in the individual periods and the group periods. So we're trying to gather as much information on all of these prospects. Well, I mean, you know, I'm probably biased to the quarterback position, but I think to come in here and to go down and operate a practice and really the structure of it was intact. No, I mean, they're going to miss receivers, and the timing is something that will be developed. But I thought David and Brian did a very nice job. I mean, just to get us in and out of the huddle, the communication, the verbiage, and so forth. They definitely had the toughest job walking out of the classroom onto the practice field, and, you know, they definitely did a nice job with that. Just a little tight, and I'm a little, you know, we're a little worried about some of the guys, and that's, you know, they traveled yesterday, and you know, like I said, they're up last night. I'm sure their anxiety level was so high, and you know, we threw a lot of information at them, so, you notice we had some breaks, water breaks, and really spent a lot of extra time, you know, pre- and post-practice stretching and so forth, so we have to be smart with these guys. Yeah, you can see the athletic ability. There's no question. He's definitely one of the players that jumped out. And, you know, well, you know, it was one practice. So I obviously feel better about it once I watch it on film. I think that's, you know, something I could probably have a better gauge on once the OTAs start. But I can assure you that there's a lot of individual time being spent with the defensive players and their position coaches. That's something that we've established here now with the off-season program. It's amazing what a free lunch on the third floor will do to get guys up there. But, you know, they're in here early in the morning. Either in the 7:30 or 10 o'clock group working out, and then, you know, most of them were, you know, taking that extra hour to spend with the position coach. So, I mean, that's something we could probably better gauge as a group. But, I feel very confident in our new coaching staff. Dom is extremely organized, very detailed. I really like the way that staff has come together. So, it'll be exciting when we step out there for the first OTA. It's been very good. The players have been extremely positive about some of the changes we've made in the weight room. I think Dave Redman, and Mark Lavott have done a very good job of the changes they've made. The environment extremely positive. The tempo is at a different level. Just in comparisons to last year, the last 2 years, our numbers are very similar. I think we're on pace to be as high, but the next 6 weeks will obviously give us a better read on that. But as a football team, I feel like we're in very good shape for this time of year, and that's the feedback that I get from the strength staff. Al's been in town. You know, everybody's accounted for, everybody's communicated with, and everybody's, you know, we feel confident taking care of business. Well, I mean, that's really probably a better question for Sunday. I mean, it's just really what I want to see him do is come in here and put together, you know, three good practices and learn the system and so forth. So I could probably better answer that Sunday for you. Well, our numbers will be very similar, especially offense will be very similar, maybe even the same as last year, because we were dealing with an 80-man roster. So, you know, we took eight running backs and, you know, go through the positions. I'll tell you, the three tight ends in today, I mean, it's going to make for an interesting evaluation, you know, if you take five or six to camp. But the numbers, as far as each position, will be very similar to what we did in the past. So whether that comes out of this weekend's camp, which I'm confident it probably will, I feel very good about the prospects Ted has given us to work with. He's a free agent, and I missed it. Jeff told me about it. I did a radio show. My understanding is that, you know, it's part of the business end of it, and, you know, but I really don't have a comment on it. I mean, you know, the what ifs and the hypothetical stories. You know, I thought maybe you guys would give me a bye this year. I did such a good job last year, you know,
you
talking with you. Yeah. If Brett wants to play football, he should play football. You know, and that's really my stance on it. If he still wants to play, I mean, he should take advantage of his opportunities. Well, the pads, really, for any position, particularly the interior part of it, is really what the true evaluations come into, but that's definitely something he brings to the table. I mean, anybody that's played with him or played against him, and he had a chance to evaluate him, that's a big part of his game. And also, I think he has some natural run instincts, and he showed a little bit of that today. So he's someone that he's a little more athletic than I thought he was, and I think he'll be an excellent fit for us. Well, we'll see. In the fullback position, we could probably improve in that area if they're going to break a tendency here in April or June, wherever the heck we're at it now. We talked about fullback runs, so if that makes you feel better, Mike. Yeah.
Lumpkin made the team last year.
Yep.
What do you think of
the good little football player, I'll tell you that. I mean, he jumped out today. I don't know what everybody here thought of him. I thought he definitely showed some ability. I mean, he definitely has a chance. You know, like, he has a spring in his step, and, you know, he's instinctive. So we'll see.
Mike, is there a place in the league for a guy that's on the Bears
that I'm sorry?
Is there a place in the league for running backs
of that size? Oh, no doubt. I think that's been proven over time. I mean, I think we all have a tendency to get caught up in the measurables, and you can't be blind to that. You can see the instincts. It's all about, you know, what the young man brings to the table. I mean, his productivity and everything speaks for itself. And, I mean, you can just see just in the one practice that, I mean, he definitely has some natural football instincts.
You might have Jamon Murray at left tackle a lot. Is it just because you need somebody to play left tackle on these, or have you seen them maybe hanging there in a long
run? Well, that's the position we really evaluated him for. You know, I know he moved the guard, but that's something that our regional scout there, Brian Gutekunst, definitely felt that he had that ability. So we want to take a real long look at him at left tackle.
So that's what you're thinking?
We really don't have that set yet. That's something that, you know, Lane could be inside too by then. But I think he's another young man that I thought made a good impression today. I mean, he definitely has the strength levels for a young player to come into this league. I thought that was very apparent. And I think he really reminds me a lot of a number of our current linemen. So I really like the way he fits in with that group. Well, you're going to see a lot of that this week, and you're going to see a lot of that when we get to the OTAs, just because basically the medical situation with some of our linemen, not everybody's going to be clear as we go through May and June. So that'll sort itself out probably, you know, once we get to training camp. But, you know, that's a thing with the reps. You know, I know I've talked about the ability to get more continuity on the offensive line, but we're probably not going to get to that point till training camp, just because not everybody's going to be able to work throughout the spring. Oh, yeah, I think so, definitely. I mean, he's tough. He's athletic. I mean, the thing that I saw today was, you know, you can see this. He's got some natural strength to him. So, I mean, you know, once again, we practiced in shorts today, so I don't want to be the instant evaluator up here. I'll be frank. I did not really spend much time looking at the receivers today. I will definitely get a good look at those guys tomorrow. So, but all those younger players, it's just putting their body to work, and it's going to be on film. And hey, they may not fit here, but it could be a fit somewhere else. And that's something that I expressed to them. This is a great opportunity for them to make an first impression, and it doesn't just stop here in Green Bay. I did not. That's a good question. I'm not that far yet either with Sean. Yeah, absolutely with this staff, because if you look at the dynamics of the defensive coaching staff, you know, there hasn't been – the only two coaches that had worked together before were Joe Witt and Winston Moss, and that was here last year. Now, Tom Capers, you know, he coached Darren Perry and coached Kevin Green, but, you know, you have new personality, new personalities, new people in the room, new scheme, and I really like the way it's come together. I mean, there's a lot of strong personalities in the room, which you look for, and Dom has been an excellent – leader. He's very detailed, very organized. They've had an opportunity to go through their scheme breakdown, implement it, and go over it, you know, once, twice, three, four times, and they were ready for the players, you know, once the offseason program started. So I think that's definitely a tribute to their work ethic, the extra nights and weekends that they put in to get ready for the players in March. And, you know, we're taking full advantage of these workouts March and April. Like I've already said, a lot of individual meetings going on. And now they get a chance to coach as a group, and you know, we're off to a good start.
When you watch the defense through your eyes, there's a lot of those of us that aren't sports, it looks so different to us as well. Is there just a different field of practice for you too?
Well, you got to remember what the goal and what the things you're trying to target. I mean, the three-four scheme is as much, in my view, in my opinion, and as part of the vision, is about player acquisition and about defense. It's the ability to acquire more linebacker types, and that helps you not only on defense, in my opinion, and is also on special teams. You're trying to get to be a bigger, more physical football team, and I think that helps us. If you look at just take the first two picks, B.J. Raji and Clay Matthews, I mean, two big, very athletic individuals that will help both on defense and special teams. So, the other target I was trying to hit was, our run defense. I mean, we're 26th in the league in run defense last year. I mean, that responsibility falls both on the coaches and the players. It's just, just because we've got a new scheme here doesn't mean the run defense is going to improve. I mean, that responsibility is on the players too that were here last year. Now, we feel very confident with our players from last year. I've always felt, and I still do, that we have more experience. We have some very good players on defense compared to our offense. And I think this scheme, with the players that we have here in place, just from the base alignments, we're going to be a better run defense on first and second down, just based on the way we line up and the people that we put on the field in our base defense. So that's another reason why I felt this change was important. So, the 3-4 defense, I think people think, well, 3-4 are going to blitz every down. That was not – that's part of it. We need to put more pressure on the quarterback too. So, I mean, those are all part of the evaluation of why we made this move. Yeah, a lot. I mean, it's, the offense has been here 4 years, so you think that they're up there, hanging out using old installations. That's not true either. I mean, we probably played three, four defenses a year. Now we're going to practice against one every single day, and we're going to play six of them on our schedule in 2009. So we've always had a day We have installation number 9 used to be just for 3-4 defense. Now we're going to see it every day. And so we had to make some adjustments on our offensive scheme. It's not really we need to add anything. It's just like anything. I'm sure you go through in your job. You know, you have primary focuses, you have secondary focuses, and now the 3-4 defense is a primary focus for us. So it's been an adjustment for everybody.